Aleph on the Rosh. The heavy call Avnam Avnas. The Morris asked the question that why don't we argue that when he said Mikanam al Kamploni, he meant to say each day's worth. Chad Nozer, that each day be a different separate Naziris. They're not counting the parso, the parsos. He's keeping the ziris that amount of days, just like you find by Hareni Nozer Kesar Roshi raising Nozer Olam. The person says he's a Nozer Kesar Roshi, he's a Nozer Olam. Shekibulav Naziris Kaminyan Sar Roshi. He meant to say he's a Nozer the amount of times that he has hairs. Each Naziris is a separate Naziris. Every 30 days, he cuts his hair and brings the Karbonis. And then it starts over again automatically. So the Mora says there's a difference between something which has no limits and something which has a limit. Komisa, these like susa lokatoni. If it has a limit, there's a specific amount, it has a limit. Kamoi, you can't more complain. Larmina shekibal yakabalov naziris kiminyan hayamim. She may can't arosimak. It doesn't mean to say I'm going to make on myself a certain amount of naziris corresponding to the time it takes to travel there, by the days it takes to travel. But rather, he means the time it takes him to get from there to there is one long naziris, because he knows that that's a set time to that. Al basar, the case of the hair, but offer the dirt or bechol or the sand. Davreshen lekitzba, there's no limits. We don't know the number at all. So ein lomer shekibah lo naziris echad kiminyan. He doesn't mean to be mekabel one long naziris that amount. He doesn't know what that amount is. Kein laminyan. So he means to say that there's going to be multiple naziris, and the number is now irrelevant because each 30 days will be keep going. Okay. Is that the rush? Yes, before she done, I'm a sneezing the mikan about sefer elam kaparich. The name of Shekabalov Naziris Kaminyan Persos, I'm a health government, Kimikan, but Sefer Olam. So that's the Mor's question. And the Mor answers, the Mefarish Yislik Susa, that this Pshat has explained the Mor's answer that it has a limit. The Mahal Tovkub Shanahu Ha'olam, it takes 500 years to walk the world. I like the verse better. But Hatanya ben Ichusa, Hatanya here is read to be read gently. It means it's a statement, not a question. So if the person says one of these two phrases, that he's a Nazir Kol Yemei Chayai, or he's a Nazir Hareini Nazir Olam. He's a Nazir Olam. Bein Shomer Hareini Nazir Kol Yemei Chayai. Bein Shomer Hareini Nazir Olam. Who Nazir Olam? So he gets the din of a Nazir Olam. We make a batar, maybe carbon mishum the less like susa. Things these they have no limit. So there we say that it's. He means in Makabel one long naziris. With the rules of Nazir Olam. If, however, he says, and therefore he has the rights to be Mekel Batar and bring Karbonis, so it functions in some ways like independent Nazir, is not totally, because he can't cut his hair totally. But if he says, Kuf Shonib, Shadr, Elam Shonib, 100 years or 1,000 years. So Abu Gavlo Yarech Kolkach Yomim, he's not going to live that long. Since there is a specific amount, who knows Lo'olam, he's in, it's one long zeris. Ve'enu Megaleach Kol Yimei Chayav, he can't cut his hair at all. Blar Minon, the gears over here is Chiluk. The Chiluk and Zeris Kibbalah. We don't say he meant to be Mekabah Molto and Zeris. So, Nozer, what we call in the Mishnah Nozer Olam is not, it's more diamond to the idea of independent Naziris, not that it's a full independent Naziris that he could cut his hair totally, that he cuts his hair totally, but he cuts it, he's Mekal Batar. But he says it's set amount. We understand it's one long Naziris. So then, if it's one long, actual, regular Naziris, just a longer period of time, so then he can't cut his hair at all. Rabba Omar, we did in the Gemara? We got the Mishnah, right?
You got the Mishnah.
Yeah. Shani Saras, Ha'olam of Dolos and Mizu. In the case of the hairs, each one is distinct. Hilchamin, the Nazir is communion, Sarvis, Kibbalah, love. So Rabbi says, therefore, we assume he meant multiple Naziris. On the Kanaman Makam Ploini, Sadan Da'arachadu, it's one long process of a travel. Literally, Sadan Da'arachadu, Sadan is the anvil. That which you're stepping on, it's all one unit. You're traveling on the ground. So Morris says, okay, the land is the same, but the days are separate. So that should be like the hairs. It should be, therefore, it should be distinct, separate naziris. We should assume he meant to say a certain amount of naziris corresponding to the amount of days. So Morris says no, that the days flow one into the next. So it's also one unit. Okay. So comes Rabba. Rabba says this whole thing is not a kasha. Shani Hazan the Kamer Hareni Nozerachas. The Mishnah's Loshon was Hareni Nozerachas Gedela. So you want to know. Mikan v'atzef ha'olam, he's a nozer shloshim yoim. Maybe he meant to say the amount of time it takes to travel there. So the answer is he said nozer achas. Pirchu k'maisuk aporik koi. He's going back on the first question. The porik v'atzef ha'olam kamar. Mashani the hodik tani bereisha echad gedela v'achas k'tana koinami asefa. The Kamer Hareni Nozer Achas Mikan Vasef Olam.
So that amount
of
miles, yeah.
Mikan Vasef Olam. What he's saying, like we said, when he says Achas Achas Tana, he doesn't mean large or small. He just means one regular Naziris, which he feels is very large. He feels is very small. So he feels as if it's going to be to him the same level of burden as if it was him here to the end of the world. But he means one to zero, so 30 days. Okay.
Yeah, like how far is
the trip? So the Mishnah. Nozer v'yom echad. Hareni Nozer b'sho achas. Hareni Nozer achas u'mechso. Hareza Nozer shtayim. So Hareni Nozer makes him into a Nozer one time. Then he says, Yomechot. It's another Naziris. As opposed to, in the next verse, we'll say a case where he said, Hareni Nozer Shloshim Yom Yomechot, or Shloshim Bachas Yomim. So there he means 31 days. But he didn't say 31 days. He said, Hareni Nozer. So that's a Naziris of 30 days. But he said, Hareni Nozer. Then he says, Yomechot. Means a Naziris of one day. That's a separate Naziris. So he has to keep a full Naziris of another 30 days. So the Mor wants to know, Lomali the Mishni Kolhani. So why do we need all three cases? So Gemara says three. We need all three cases. Ditan harini nazir v'yamechad. He says I'm a nazir for harini nazir and a nazir for 1 day. So 1 day is 30 days. Hach, I would say only that case. Who damina ein nazir l'yamechad. The zeros doesn't work by a day. Abdul Haki, Kamani Tartan, so he has to count, therefore he has to count too.
Is that what it should be?
I already know Limni, Lamed Bechad Yom. I should argue, when he just says Shahakas, Shahakas shouldn't be Makai of a whole nother Naziris, let him be Makai one more day, and make the Naziris 31 days. Kamash, even in that scenario, that he has his Naziris is two separate Naziris. So another the case of Nazar Umechso, Nazar Achos Umechso. Vitani Yisha Achas Shulonochas Ladavka. He's not being so specific in regard to the Naziris, saying I'm a Nazar and 1 hour. So a person could extend his Naziris for another 15 days. To say he's extending his Naziris 1 hour, that doesn't sound like he's getting into a very specific type of clarity of extension. What does that mean? He can bring his carbon any time during that day. He means one more day into the night. Not a clear thing. But here's it very clearly. He wants the 1.5. So that should be 45 days. Emaloi limni tart. He shouldn't count twice, but rather he should do 45 days. Kamash malon, the kulu nozer shtayim.
With regard to the korbanah that terminate in the zero, the earliest they can be brought is after.
Well, that's the place we had before, but sometimes the old mixes Yom Kippur, it has to be first thing in the morning. I mean, once you have had part of daytime.
So one might say that Shaya would be to exclude the first hour of that day. That I'm not going to do with that. Or Shteisha would be, exclude the first two.
That could be, but I'm saying that that's not a Kabbalist and Zeris. It's not part of. It's not a Kabbalist and Zeris. It doesn't extend the Zeris in any way, really.
Or it could be that force it into the next day, but not the first hour of the next day.
And I'm not taking it on.
Well, theoretically, but that's what Mishnah is saying. We don't say that. We say Harani Nozer Bishachas is. It's a Kabbalah. We assume it's a Kabbalah and Zeris, but so now he's committing to one more day or one more hour. Okay, once you're in Nozer for 1 hour, you're in Nozer for 30 days. It's like the Rosh back on the Mishnah. In any one of these languages that he said, Kibbalov Beis Naziris, he's halachically been Makabal two separate Naziris, Megaleach, the Seif Shloshim. So he finishes the first one after 30 days. And then when Naziris Acheris, then he starts over again with the second Naziris. The Kibbal Dom already knows her. Kibbal Dom Naziris Echad. As soon as he said already knows her, he's Mekabal A Naziris. He Omer Su, when he said, then he continues and he says, B'yayim Echad, or B'yayim Echad, Reyesh Khan Naziris Acheris, it's a separate Naziris. And then the Zeris Pachas with the Yamad Yom. Vekila Omer Reni Nozer Lamad Yom. So the second Kabbalah, it has the equivalent status as if he said Reni Nozer Lamad Yom. The Yamechad Choshev Kilamad Yom. 1 day counts like 30 in regards to Kabbalah to Zeris. Kima then the Zeris Pachas with Lamad Yom. Chinami Hareni Nozer Mishayachas. Um, Okay, let's skip the quote from the Mishnah. That's the next Mishnah. He did not want to add on. The gears over here should be. Some say that hagah in the parentheses over there of rak is a mistake. Take it out. The correction is incorrect. Doesn't mean to add another Naziris. Shane Moinan Naziris the shows, because Naziris are not calculated by hours. El Yomim is 30 days. We don't say that, you know, the point is that it's 720 hours. We say it's 30 days. What he means to say is Yom Echad. So he means to just extend. That what I would think he just means to stay, extend the day, because Shemoinim Yomim L'Shos. Rabbi Kilomer Laman Alef Yom. We do use hours to calculate days. So when I say an hour, I mean that one more day. Kamash, we don't say that. Okay. So the Mishnah also shloshim yom b'sha'achas, also shloshim be'echad yom shein naziris to shows. So he can extend a naziris as many days as he wants. He can say I'm another 37 days. He can't say I'm another 36 days and 4 hours. Say naziris to shows. So he has to add one more day. Let's see the rush on that. We skip that rush. He knows the lama doing mishaachas. Knows the lama alaf yom. Shein noizrim shows. He came in the history of lama. Have a kilomer lama ve'echad yom. He said one. He said 30 plus an hour. He said 31. We don't say Nazir. If a person would say I'm 30 days and one day, he means a separate Naziris. Or the Kibun, the boy, here's the Yesh. The Tzar for the Minyan Lamed, Shehizkotila, we could sort of add it on to the 30. He said a number, so when he says 30 and plus 1, he means 31. It doesn't mean two separate Naziris. So the same thing is true when he says hours. We're on the rush on Zion of Bays. The first rush on the page. The previous rush was extension from Amman Aleph. This is the first. It's going on the Mishnah. Given the Yesh Latzar for the Minyan Lamed Shehizkul Tila. Therefore, Mishaachas Habi Kiyam Echad the Ein Nojim Shos. 1 hour is like saying one day, but you can add one day onto day 30 and say you have 31 days, not two separate Naziris. That's what we do. So we're saying that Nazar Shloshim Yom B'Sha'achas is the same thing as saying 31 days. So if he says the word Yom twice, so he's saying 30 days. And then one day. Well, 30 days and one day, once it says one day separately, it becomes its own Kabbalah. Once its own Kabbalah, it has to be 30 days. So it's two Kabbalahs. So that extra word Yom indicates that he means two separate Kabbalahs. So the Gemara, Rav Sevelot, Kriya Bekiva. The Dorish Lishni Yaseir. So Rav, by saying that there's an extra word, okay, so maybe just he doesn't mean a separate Kabbalah. He's not being careful how he says it. No, we said that Rav says that the person is being careful, and the fact that he added that extra word, we have a right to interpret that he means a whole separate Kabbalah. That's like Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva say? So if you're the first listening, you say with the Tanan, Lois a barba, Lois a deuce. So when a person sells a house, if there's underneath the house, there's a bore was a cistern, a storage container for water. It can be in the form of a bore, which is actually a pit, or a reduce, which is it's what we would call a cistern. It's a large concrete, or made out of stone concrete. Container
above ground.
Above ground, yeah. Well, it could be. You could put it in a basement also, but same. But the point is, it's not. It's not built. It's not dug into the ground. It's built. So the mechira of the bayis does not include that. Obviously, the kasav loy umkabaruma. Even if he wrote in the language of the sale. Umkabaruma, but what's beneath it and what's above it? So it doesn't include the boar and the deuce. The sale is for a house, not the house sale does not include these other items. Okay, now, so here's a situation where, so the seller belongs to the purchaser because he sold the seller, but the boar or the deuce which is there belongs to the merchant still. So how does he get to his access to his cistern? So Rabbi Akiva says that we assume merchant ba'ayin yafa u'merchant. When the merchant sells, he's in an expansive attitude. And he sold all rights to the property to the purchaser. Now he wants to get to his boar. The purchaser has a right to say, excuse me, pay. You want to get rights to get there? You want a right for access? It's my property now. Pay for that right. We assume that Merchir Ba'ayin Rahu Merchir. He doesn't mean to sell away his ownership.
Or his access.
For access. So he never sold the access rights. He doesn't need to buy it back afterwards because he never sold it. Okay. But Zok the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in the Baba Basra, if I recall correctly. Umwadr Bekiva, Bizman Shamalai Chutz Me'elu. But even according to Bekiva, who holds Merchir Ba'ayin Yafa Merchir, and he sold his access rights, if he says, I'm selling you the house, but not the boar and not the deuce, which he had no need to say, but he said it, that's a lishin yaseir. It's an extra lotion, which is not necessary. So what is he coming to exclude? He's coming to exclude from the sale, not the boar and the deuce, because those are excluded anyway. He's coming to exclude the access rights. He's not selling the access rights. So you see, like Rob said, there's extra lotion that a person is saying. That we darshan what the extra lotion. Then he means to come and add something. So over here also, if a person could have said shloshim ba'achas yamim, shloshim ba'achas yoim, and he says shloshim yoim b'yoim echad, he says the word yoim twice. So that's coming to make it two separate distinct naziris. The darshan the person's extra language, he means something more. Okay. Zok the Rush. Lashon al the Amr Lamed Yom, Daman Alf Yom, Climber. Hadar b'masis and imam already nozer lamed yom b'shachas b'shoa shehu nozer lamed alef yom. He becomes a nozer only 31 days, not two separate zeros. Fish ain nozer b'shoos. Rabbi Kila Omar lamed alef yom. So Zibi said 31 days. Comes Rabbi and says, but the daf ked omer lamed vechad yom dumi the lamed yom b'shoa. It's the word yom was not mentioned twice in the case. He says 30 days in an hour, 30 days in a day, 30 and a day and one day is 31 days. Omer lamed yom v'yom echad. So over there, miyitzul l'sharnay, the from the actual lashon to Omer yom yisera. I just lost the place. Miyitzul l'sharnay to Omer yom yisera. The Omer yom yisera, the extra word yom, kamer rav hachi. So there, he means two separate zeros. It's from the extra word yom. The sale of the bias does not include these things automatically. The bore you dig, reduce you build. What's it over here? But neither one is developed naturally. Prison is digging it out or building it. Change the gears. Both of them are not built to be. They don't come naturally. They have to build them. You have to dig them. Okay, so those are not sold. But the merchant who sold the property now wants the access to the bor v'dus. He has to pay for access rights.
So a cave under a house, which is there naturally, does that have a different thing?
That would be included in the Kavaruma.
It's included in the house. Okay.
Yeah. If you say Kavaruma.
If he includes that, only if he includes that
Lashon
phrase.
Lashon. Yeah, correct.
What's the aftermina that it was not built
No, it's not, because Bor v'dus is included. Bor v'dus are not included even if it says Kavaruma. Even if it says Kavaruma, he doesn't include the bor. The bor is a separate thing that the person made, so I'm selling you the house.
Oh, but if it's B'dei
Shemayim, that's part of the ground. The tzarlichol derech, the merchant b'ayin yafa mecher, he sold expansively. But l'shar lo derech, he didn't keep for the derech for himself. So now that he wants access, if the lekeach is refusing him access, he's going to have to pay for it. Rabbanan tzari merchant b'ayin raw mecher, we don't assume that. We assume the merchant when he's selling minimally, not expansively. She never sold the access rights to start with. But Rabbi Kiva's Moira, Mishabash Shabbat Lechutz Me'elu, ain't Tzarek Lichel Lederek. The Kiva's Lo Havi Tzarek Leshayer, Elu, he had no need to exclude them because they're automatically excluded. Vishari, but he did it anyway. So Lishni Yisera, Leshayer Lo Derek Ka'asi. So Rabbi Kiva says it must be the extra language that he's using unnecessarily is in order to keep something else out of the sale. And what's that? That's the access rights. And now, who are then? The Rabbanan Sarvi Delishi Yisera. The Shurei Kasi. The Rabbanan agree that the extra lesson is coming to exclude more. And like immediately, the Shurei, there's nothing more to exclude. V'nakar Rebekiva, diyu beferish kamar l'tzuyikasi. So Rebekiva said, yeah, but there's more to add in the exclusion. Rabagav the Rav pasuk hasim halacha kachachamim the merker b'ayin raw merker. Welcome, unless you say Lord Pligi can appreciate. So the Chachamim are not arguing on the concept of that Lishon Yaseir is coming to add more to the conversation. But now, which Rav passes over there, Babasa, we pass it to the Chachamim, the Merker B'ayin Rav Merker, is irrelevant to this discussion. What we're here is saying, therefore, there's, in this scenario, there's nothing more which is necessary or actually relevant to exclude. But in a case where there would be, the Chachamim agree in principle to this concept that the extra lashes come to be marbe something. In that scenario, it's irrelevant practically. It's irrelevant. Okay, so the Mishnah.
I'm confused. I mean, but aren't we saying it's Savalok or Vikiva?
So the Rosh is saying that Batsim it's Lav Dafka Rekiva. We could have said like Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon don't really say it explicitly. Rekiva says it explicitly. So Rekiva is clearly arguing that when you add this extra phrase, which unnecessarily you're coming to do something, and according to Rekiva, there's what to do. The Chum don't argue in principle, which we don't have them in record, but they're saying it explicitly. So I could passing like your Bekiva, not like you're passing like the Yachid against the Rabbin, the Rabbin's not arguing. Practically, it's irrelevant. Over there, over here, it's relevant. So Brother Chum would agree.
Yeah, so how would you even know about what the view of the Chum is?
Because we're Mamayit and Machlokes. So if we have, there's multiple Mishnayos over there, between Rekiva and the Rabbanim, which all of them have the same theme, they're Merker Bayin Yafa Merker or Merker Bayin Ra Merker. So the common denominator, all the cases, tells you that that's the argument over here, and therefore I don't have to, any reason to believe that Chachamim are arguing on Rabbi Kiva's formula of extra lashon. Just it's irrelevant. If you only this case, you're right. I have two ways to interpret it: is the argument because they disagree about the extra lashon, but once I know that there's some other argument, that's not correct. What I just said. You still have two cases over here. They're arguing the first case before you get to the extra lashon. But some of them argue on the extra lashon point. The more says the rushing is the culture of Bekiva because the Chachamim don't say it explicitly. But it's not really Dr. Bekiva against the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan don't argue on that point. Let's just start the Mishnah. Rainy Nazar can start Roshi, Kafar or to Kafala Yamar is a Nazar Oilam. So he's a Nazar forever. But Mughalayat Akas the Shoshim Rem, the Tanakhama says that he cuts his hair once every 30 days. Because he's multiple Naziris upon himself. So each Naziris has to go through the process of shaving his head, bringing the Karbonis, etc. Rabbi Armer Ainza Megalech Achas HaShashim Yom. He says, no, he disagrees. He says, this scenario we just said, it's not that he cuts his hair once every 30 days, but rather, he's a scenario where he's a bona fide Nozer Olam, which means he's a Nozer forever. When the hair gets too heavy, he can thin it out. He can't cut it totally. And he brings Karbonis. So that's what this case would be like. But where's the scenario where the person would cut every 30 days? So here he says explicitly, I'm in Makabal X amount of Naziris. Saroshi. So that's multiple, that clearly means multiple Naziris. So you say, what does he mean? He means like the amount of hairs in his head. So he, every 30 days, he has to go through the process of finishing the nazirus and starting the next one. So that the house is full, the box is full. But it's going to say, so we ask him, Imam or Achas Kadala Nazarti. He said, I meant one Naziris, which I felt was like so overwhelming. It's like it's full of the house of this holy man. So, so then he's in Otto Lamadja. The Imam Rastam Nazarti, I didn't have any specific das. I was planning to find out afterwards exactly what happened with my deeper. So then, we ask him if he said that I meant Nosar Stam, and then we interpret that means in the Chumra, Kilomer Malaya Chardel, Menosar Koyam. Reynosar Mekanos, I'm not complaining.
Is that one long Nazirus or?
No, it's an amount of Nazirus of the amount of cardinal seeds in the box, which means every 30 days. He knows mekana mokum ploini. I'm the kamayam and mekana mokum ploini. He knows lamajayim, knows lamajayim, bim lav, knows the kaminyan hayam. So he's a knows that for the with more came out before the for the extent of the journey. He knows the kaminyan mosachama. It's a knows like the amount of days of the solar year. But Nazir is Kaminyan Yomei Sechama, so he's a Nazir that amount of time, so that's going to be 30 years, 30 and a half years, 365 Nazir is. Rabbi Yehuda, but my Sahaja, but Kiman Shehishta Meis. So that has a limit, so we can say that when he finished fulfilling his obligation, he died. So there was the Maisa Shehaya, so we see that it's something which is. A, we see that it was a multiple times, and B, we say that it's possible to complete it. It doesn't mean just keep going long and long and long. Okay.